Chapter 12. Blood Rites. Magna Macrag Civitas, Eastern Keep. Zenot Sul had been chained before being taken to his cell in the Eastern Keep. As the door slammed shut, darkness engulfed him. It was a dungeon, one of several in the bastion. Not a prison, exactly, but with enough secure rooms to hold the captured enemies of the Ultramarines. His cell was on the northern side of the keep, several levels down from the summit where he had been brought in via gunship. Zenot Sul assumed the casket he had been incarcerated in was meant to make the sons of Gilliman feel safe. This chamber, with its adamantium fetters, its ferrocrete walls, and reinforced iron-bound door, achieved a similar purpose. It was a falsehood, of course. No room, no locked and barred dungeon or oubliette could imprison Zenot Sul. The enterprising Ultramarines had overreached themselves, just as his master said they would. They did not fully comprehend what manner of entity they had placed within their midst. Nor would they. Zenot Sul had seen to that, hiding his psychic spore to avoid detection. They would learn soon enough, but by then the time for that being useful information would have lapsed. A shame, then, Zenot Sul reflected, that he was not here on Macrag in this exact place to kill Ultramarines. His prey was of a different persuasion. Traitors, he mused as he slipped effortlessly from his bonds, came in many varied stripes. His limbs grew nubile as the bones holding his flesh together lengthened and slid through manacles meant for a warrior in solid battleplate. His body distorted as if stretched like a reflection in a weird mirror. Back arching, neck extending, Zenot Sul contorted skin and bone and eased loose of his chains like a viper altering its shape to penetrate the tightest of confines. Shedding his armor, the reptile now denuding its scales, Zenot Sul crouched in the half-dark and listened. Footsteps receded against the hard slabs of the corridor adjacent to his cell, telling him the jailers had since departed. There were other guards, he could scent them patrolling, but they were relatively far off. A thin shaft of light spilling both under the door and limning the minuscule crack delineating its vision slit betrayed no lingering presence just beyond the threshold. It was not unknown for jailers to wait quietly in the gloom to see what their prisoners might do or say when they thought they were alone. Zenot Sul knew he had value, otherwise he would be dead. But he suspected he was also not the most vaunted commodity in the custody of the Ultramarines. That dubious honor went to another. "I shall silence him," Zenot Sul hissed to the dark, but not only to the dark. Holding his right hand into the grainy light, a long talon extended from his index finger. It grew until it had curled into a sharp, barbed tip, at which point Zenot Sul drew it gently down his left forearm. Skin and flesh parted easily enough, then a deeper subdermal layer. A substance akin to blood trickled out, viscous and flowing with sentient anima. Pooling at Zenot Sul's bare feet, it congealed into the simulacrum of a skull. Dark fluid ran unabated from Zenot Sul's arteries, like the exsanguination of a corpse by a mortician's catheter, layering the bone edges of the skull, then transforming it into flesh. Definition followed, with the simulation of skin, hair, even the tattooed runes across the face that now resembled the preacher's visage. As if rising from deep water, in this instance a blood-red well, the waxen face gasped for breath. Waking into Zenot Sul's chamber, the preacher, Quor Galek, regarded the unburdened with solemn eyes. Speak! The bloodied visage spoke with Zenutsul's voice, albeit a rasping, deathly approximation, its lips and that of the unburdened moving synchronously with every word.
We do not have long.
Zenutsul smiled, despite the strain of communion. Witnessing the suffering of the preacher salved some of his discomfort.
He is here, Zenutsul whispered, just as Barbus Kha and Ulkas Tul described.
Dredging their soulless matter from where it burned in the ether had been worth the trouble. Eternal agony awaited them now, a fair price for betrayal, even of a betrayer.
Do Gilliman's sons suspect?
Neither my true form nor mission.
Can you get close enough?
Zenutsul scoffed.
This cell is no impediment.
What did you offer for your capture?
Your name, the promise of something further so they would keep me alive. You were right that the blacksmith's totem would call out to them.
Kor Galek smiled with ophidian threat, but his time within communion drew short. He snarled, exerting his will to stay bonded a little longer.
Kill him, Zenutsul, he said,
Zenutsul's lips mimicking the bloody simulacra.
Wrench every morsel of truth from your torturing of his soul, and then cast his essence into the warp. I have promised a feast. Then the next act can begin.
Zenutsul nodded, eyes vital with malice.
The Fulgurite,
he uttered, as if to confirm the prize that awaited them.
God killer, a weapon that can slay a Primarch, even the Emperor.
Agony contorting his features into a grimace, Kor Galek sloughed away skin, flesh, and bone until only formless blood remained. Zenutsul sagged with exertion, but his eagerness was undiminished.
I will flense your dirty little soul, he promised to the dark, but not only to the dark. Barthusa Narek.